This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family, and we are the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. I have my friend on the telephone, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. He is the spiritual leader of Beth Israel, Messianic Jewish Congregation in Garfield, New Jersey, and he recently gave a prophetic teaching message for the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America called Harbinger. And the word harbinger means warnings. And it's not a coincidence that I am interviewing him this week. It's not a coincidence that this evening begins Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, a time to soul search and to repent, because Judgment Day, Yom Kippur, is coming. Let's hear the shofar blast. These are serious times that we are living in. We know about the tragedy of 9/11. We know about the tragedy of Katrina. But do we know what triggered 9/11? Do we know what triggered Hurricane Katrina? I believe there's some answers. And I believe God speaks to us through his prophets. On my radio broadcast on July 8th, 2005, I had a New Covenant prophet on by the name of John Mark Poole. I want you to hear exactly what he said on July 8th about the hurricane that would occur on August 29th, 2005. On your webpage, you talk about the things that you see for this year, and I just got back speaking at the church you attend, and I stopped over in New Orleans, and I could not believe what I saw in the streets of New Orleans. I have, I didn't get saved until I was 30 years of age, and I've seen gay people, and it's not like I've been living a sheltered life my whole life, but I have never seen gay bars where the people are lined up outside, Sodom and Gomorrah could not be worse than what I witnessed with my very eyes. And what did God tell you about New Orleans, Mark?
As I was in the top of the Bank One building, the highest building in New Orleans, by an invitation, I looked over the city in all directions. And oftentimes the Lord will do this in like just in the bright middle of a day. There was kind of like an open vision. I looked down and I no longer saw the streets with traffic. I just saw, I would say, what looked like 20 foot of water all under me, all over the city with refuse just floating about. Much like we saw in the pictures of what was the aftermath of the tsunami.
With these judgments that everyone can see, there's a ray of hope. And this ray of hope is God is pouring out his spirit on Israel. God is pouring out his spirit on Jewish people. I heard reports that for the very first time in modern Israel's history, Israelis, native-born Israelis, are starting to come to the Lord. Friends of mine that have Messianic Jewish congregations in Israel are telling me that at least every week, a new Jewish person is coming to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And I went there to investigate, but I went more than to investigate. I believe that God showed me a strategy to reach Israel. It's a different strategy than has ever been done in modern Israel's history, but it's closer to the Bible than any other strategy. It's not apologetics. It's not wonderful arguments. If wonderful arguments would reach Jewish people with the gospel, then every Jewish person in the world would be a believer. But the Bible says the Jew requires a sign. And what I did is I rented two secular auditoriums. One was actually a disco. And we advertised in the newspaper, in flyers, and we invited people to a lecture on the supernatural. And we stated that many people would be physically healed that would attend. We filled up two buildings. So many Israelis made professions of faith, first-time professions of faith. As a matter of fact, we had over 50 Israelis. This is unprecedented in modern Israel's history. 50 Israelis made first-time professions of faith. There were many more, but there were 50 that identified themselves. Unprecedented. And then I went to Berlin, Germany. I went to Berlin on September 3rd, and we rented a secular auditorium. We ran newspaper ads, and we decided to even do it bigger. The newspaper ads and the flyers said, lecture on the supernatural, and then it described the fact that I'm a Jewish person, and that when I speak, and I'm an expert in the supernatural, and when I speak, people get healed. Well, the auditorium was packed. I mean, I have to tell you, when I got there, I did this whole thing by faith, and there could have been five people there. It was packed with Russian Jews. You say, how are Russian Jews in Berlin, Germany? Over the last 14 years, over 200,000 Russian Jews have immigrated to Germany. The auditorium was packed. Why? Because Jews are so interested in the supernatural. And if we won't show them the supernatural of God, the devil isn't shy. It was packed with Jewish people that are into the New Age, into the occult. They were coming for a demonstration of the supernatural. And I shared basically my testimony, which involves coming from a traditional Jewish background, being involved in the New Age and the occult before I became a believer in Jesus, and I gave my full testimony. And I'll tell you what, normally when I speak, words of knowledge come throughout my talk, and people are always healed. But no words of knowledge came. And talk about being nervous, Jonathan. You know, here I've advertised that there are going to be miracles, and it's 2 minutes before the close, and there's no miracles. And then all of a sudden, words of knowledge came forth, and people came forward, actually came on the stage and said they were instantly healed by the power of God. And then I said, those that want to know God, I didn't say those that want to become a Christian. I didn't say those that want to become a Messianic Jew. I said, those that want to know God, there is only one way. The way I have come to know God, and if you want to know him, I want you to stand up right now and say this prayer with me. And I had, and I would have to say 99% of the people stood up and made a profession of faith. And then I said, if you've never said a prayer like this before, I want you to come forward. We're talking about close to 500 people, and I would say at least half or more of the people then came forward to say, I've never said a prayer like this before. And I gave them a copy of my book, they thought for themselves, of 10 Jewish testimonies. And by the way, in a few days, I'll be headed to Israel again for Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm going to have a tent out by the Sea of Galilee, and they're expecting 20 to 30,000 Israelis to attend a New Age festival. And I'll be, have a platform and a microphone and be able to publicly share the gospel. Let's put this in perspective. Why are all these Jewish people coming to the Lord right now? Why is God pouring out his spirit on Jewish people? Because Joel chapter 2 that you're familiar with, the 28th and all the way to the 32nd verse, talks about an outpouring of God's spirit on Jewish people. It started at Pentecost, but the greater outpouring is happening right now because it says in Joel that at the time that the nations divide up the land of Israel and will face judgment over that, there will be a major outpouring of God's Spirit on Jewish people. People are being healed as I'm speaking right now. Someone's neck was just healed. The prophet Amos also says that in the 9th chapter, when you see this great outpouring of God's Spirit on the tabernacle of David, the tabernacle of David in the Hebrew means the house or the family of David. When you see Jewish people come to the Lord, you will see the greatest Gentile revival in history. Now, it's not an accident that I just got back from Germany, where they had the wall in Berlin that separated the nation down the middle, because right now there is a wall between Jews and Christians, and Jesus came to break down the wall between Jews and Gentiles, and it's about ready to happen now. The reason I have you on the telephone, Jonathan, is you gave, this is Rosh Hashanah beginning this evening, and this is Yom Kippur is coming up, and you gave a message for the Messianic Jewish Alliance that I heard such amazing reports of. It was so prophetic. I believe that the word that God has given you is must for us to hear right now. There's a certain pattern having to do with Israel and God's judgment. And I believe if we can understand that pattern, we can see what is about ready to happen to the United States.
That's correct. We are in a very critical time. And it is appropriate that this should be at the Feast of Trumpets, because the trumpet is a sound of warning, the sound of wake up, because the day of meeting God is near. And this message is really coming through the body. I don't know if you've sensed it, but there's a lot of words about the watchman. And, you know, the watchman would stand on the wall with a trumpet, and when he saw the danger coming, he would sound that shofar. And that shofar is the wake-up call. And God is giving a wake-up call to America. We're at a very critical point. And there are very key patterns in the Bible that reveal the beginning of judgment, the exact steps of it, and signs that are given. And in 9/11, September 11th, there were several key signs.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. We'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast, Mishpucha. But I'm putting together a CD of Jonathan's teaching and also additional prophecies by my friend John Mark Poole, who prophesied what happened in New Orleans. If you heard what he saw happening in Washington, D.C., and even the timing of when it will occur, in California, the borders, in Israel, the new forms of energy, we're making this available for a donation of $15, all of the prophecies, plus the teaching of Jonathan Kahn.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.